are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Mae Adam. And joining us this morning from Paws Animal Rescue, it's Jen Uecker. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Well, a beautiful start to the day.
It absolutely is wonderful out there. A little frost on my window this morning, but that's okay. It looks like it's going to get much better.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially if folks stop by the Fiesta Dinner drive-through tonight.
That would be wonderful. We would love to see everybody there today. It is Paws Fiesta Dinner, a favorite of our food events, tonight at First United Methodist Church from 5 to 7.
And you've got a couple of great options on the menu for everybody and a delicious dessert for everyone.
Yes, yes. So our meal today was generously sponsored by Pierce Sports Center. They help us purchase all of the great supplies for this meal, which allows us to have a couple of food options tonight. We've got super nachos or taco salad. Those are both topped with all the wonderful good fixings. And then we've got some fresh baked churros for dessert. And those were sponsored by Quads.
Oh, that sounds absolutely delicious. Yeah, a couple of great choices. And the great thing is, not only are you going to get a delicious meal that you don't have to cook, but you're going to help out with the day-to-day, you know, care for all the animals.
Yes, and right now, you know, springtime is always a little rough up there at the shelter. Mm-hmm. We are packed full. The kennels are full. The cat areas are full. The foster homes are full. I've got a foster home right now with a mama with a 10 little tiny one-week-old puppies.
Oh, wow.
We are packed full. So any generosity and donations tonight is greatly appreciated to help us with the day-to-day care of all of these animals.
Absolutely. That's important. And, you know, like you said, it's a free will donation for the dinner from 5 until 7. Of course, it's going to be at the First United Methodist Church. And I know you have a preferred way for folks to come in and go through the drive-thru.
Yes, people come in on the north side there on Central and then loop right around to the south side of the building. I'll be out there greeting everybody, taking your order, collecting your donations. We've got a lot of great volunteers who help us pull this off. And then you pick up your food and right out the south driveway you go. Fast, easy, delicious. You're home in a jiff with no mess, no cleanup, no planning. It's a win-win-win.
It really is. So we encourage folks to go on out and enjoy the dinner tonight. So get in line and, you know, then you're heading home with a great meal.
Yes. The line usually starts forming around 4:30 or so. We've got people who are very excited for these meals. But once we get rolling, you will be through that line in no time at all.
Yeah, that's the important thing, you know, a little patience and you're going to have a good meal and know you're helping out the animal. So it's all a win-win for everybody.
It really is.
All right. Well, thank you, Jen. I know it's going to be a busy one tonight, and we'll check in with you on Wednesday.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There's Jen Uecker from Paws Animal Rescue. Don't miss out tonight. The Fiesta Dinner Drive-Thru at the First United Methodist Church from 5 until 7. We'll chat with some more folks coming up here on People in Your Neighborhood after this from Mae Adam.
Mae Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Mae Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. Mae Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. Mae Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Continuing on with People in Your Neighborhood here on this Monday, joining me in studio, first up, we've got Kelly Yackley from the Avera Foundation. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
How are you on this sunshiny Monday?
Hey, day late and a dollar short most times.
You know, that happens, and it's okay.
That's right.
Life still goes on.
The hurrier I go, the behinder I get.
that can happen, especially on a Monday.
Especially on a Monday, and especially for event week. I mean, holy cow. We've got the Fiesta coming up this Friday. Mm-hmm. It's on Cinco de Mayo. We're going to have this fundraiser down at the Ramcota. We hope you can join us. Of course, if you can't, there's a way to get around that and still help us raise some funds for that surgical remodel and the new OB suite in the Women's Center.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time for those in person. But like you said, for others who may not be able to make it, they can still bid on the auction items.
Oh, yeah. So go to AveraFoundation.org/springfling and you can register to bid. You can make a donation there. You can bid on the silent auction items. You've got to check out some of these items. I'm telling you, fun stuff. Beck Motors called me about a week ago and said, I've got rentals, so to speak, 4 days, 3 nights with an all EV Cadillac Lyric and a Chevy Blazer EV.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, really cool items.
Yeah.
But just lots of great things. A whiskey tasting at the Boathouse up at Spring Creek. I can't even think of all the things. We've got 4 round trip tickets to Denver and 4 Rockies tickets. So, you know, want to take a little summer break? That's a great thing to do. We've got Twins tickets from Dakota Radio Group. We've got lots of experiences. We've got Bloody Mary baskets. We've got whiskey, Irish whiskey baskets from Patty O'Marso, Peterson. just some really fun stuff, things that we've not had before. The brunch for Mother's Day the award-winning culinary team. In fact, they're at a competition this week. So we're wishing them lots of luck.
Most definitely.
Max Stratt is the sponsor for that breakfast or that brunch. They're underwriting the cost of the food. So the kids will come into your home, prepare it, and mom just gets to kick back and relax.
That would be a great thing. I mean, there are so many, like you said, so many different wonderful items up for bids. You just need to get in there and take a look.
Absolutely. Bid early, bid often, and you will get text messages throughout the evening so you'll know when the bidding closes. I do still have a couple of tables that have some seats open. So if you'd like to come, tickets are $75 each. Give me a call, 605-280-9593.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time Friday night, so don't miss out if you can make it. And you brought some friends with you this morning.
I did, because not only is this week a big week, but next week is a big week too. It is the 35th annual Avera Race Against Cancer. Of course, here in Pierre, we haven't been doing it all that long, but this has got some really deep roots. It started out as a breast cancer awareness event only. A handful of years ago, they changed that over to all of the cancers to honor those that are survivors, to remember those that their journey has ended through cancer, and just a place to have a little healing, take a walk, take a run, and enjoy each other's company, but really make it about those that have been there and done that, and in this case actually have the t-shirt. We send out survivor t-shirts to those that are survivors. So it's just a really great place to come together. And I'm lucky enough to partner with the ladies from Burn Infrared Fitness. Both Liz and Deanna are here this morning, and they're our co-hosts. So I'm going to let them talk a little bit about what they've got planned, because I have to be in Sioux Falls with the runners for the Sioux Falls event. It's part of my job, which I'm bummed I can't be here. But they did a great job last year, and I'm so excited to have them on board again this year.
Fantastic. Well, welcome, ladies. Glad to have you here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, tell us about this year's race for what folks are going to find, those who are going to come out, and what you've got planned.
Sure. So, like Kelly said, the race is next Saturday, May 13th. The ceremony to, of course, honor the event and why we have the event for cancer survivors and those journeys who have ended, we'll begin around 8 Saturday morning. Packet pickup will start around 7 that morning. We also will have packet pickup the day before at Burns' new location, which is 1908 North Garfield. And then the race start that morning, Saturday morning, will be 8:30. So yeah, we're excited. We have some little giveaways. Of course, there will be the awesome t-shirt, long sleeve shirt that will come with registration, some refreshments, and then we'll throw in a few free burn classes for those who are there that day.
Yeah, and we will also have the ceremony for those will be start at 8. The race starts at 8:30. You can sign up the day of. Pets are welcome. Strollers welcome. We have sideline supporters if you're not, you know, able to walk, just not in it for the run. You can cheer along a side with everyone that is participating. We have a 5K and a 10K option, walk, run, jog, what have you.
Yeah, the race route it will start at the Helmsley Center, which is different this year and just very fitting.
Right.
A beautiful place to start and finish. And then it will run along the bike path, along the river, beautiful scenery, and will be marked. And then there will be a turnaround marked for the 5K, and then, of course, the 10K with a water station about halfway through.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's going to be a great time for everybody. And I know this is another year that you are involved. What helped you decide, you know, we want to get involved and make this available for those around here?
Well, I think personally, Liz and I love to support locally. We have donated. We have just really strived to gather the community together, not only in our business at Bern, but just throughout. And as a previous Avera employee, I just think it's really important to help those past cancer patients, you know, current, those survivors. So I think just being in peer and having a Helmsley Center, having a cancer institute is huge. And I'm just very grateful that Kelly had asked us to give it another go, because it was fun and an awesome turnout.
It was. And I think when I registered myself this year, you get to type in who you're running in honor of or who you're running for. And it just sadly seems that the list gets longer.
Right.
And so, yeah, no better an event to support locally, support the Helmsley Center, and to support people personally that are affected.
Most definitely. I mean, there's so many people that have in some form or fashion have been touched by cancer, whether it's themselves, good friends, family. There's not that many people out there that haven't, you know, been touched by this.
Absolutely. And I want to call out a couple of things. One, BankWest is a local sponsor. It's so great to have them on board. We've also got Dakota Radio Group or Dakota Media Group. They are going to be there on hand with the cruiser. Great addition. They're going to provide the music, do some warm-up stuff with the ladies here. That's really great. We'll do a survivor song before the kickoff, and then they'll run. But we also got a new sponsor last week. Taco John's came on board, and they are going to hand out breakfast burrito certificates to everyone who shows up there that day. So
very
I wanted
nice.
To call that out. The other thing I want to be sure and mention, you might be able to eke in and get registered today and still get your t-shirt the day before the day of the race, but t-shirt sizes are limited at this point, so
right.
Get your registration done. The other thing I wanted to throw out is Dr. Holland, our CEO for Avera St. Mary's, sadly passed away. He went through 5.5 years of cancer fight. Just a remarkable man. And Debbie, his wife, their family have asked that memorials be directed to the Helmsley Center. And by participating in the race, you can honor his memory as well. Leave that legacy for others, and to ensure that the treatment that people need will be here and be available when they need it, close to home. And there's nothing better than being able to finish a treatment, ring a bell, and get to go home and sleep in your own bed.
Right.
I'm here to tell you, as a survivor, that is a big, big deal.
It is indeed. And what a great opportunity. And if folks, as you mentioned, you can register the day of, but to register prior to, where do they need to go for that?
Yeah, we have a link directly on our Bern Infrared Fitness Facebook page. We can go to Avera Race, and then you can search the Bern Infrared Fitness group.
And the direct link, if you are near a computer and can type this in, is give.classy.org/peer team.
All right. So everybody get registered, but you can show up that day and get registered as well. I'll be there with the cruiser, so I'm looking forward to the turnout. And it sounds like, pardon me, it's going to be a really good day for those to celebrate survivors and even remember those that passed.
Yep, and there is about 50 people already on our team, and so we're ready to add some more. So get on and register today.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
The Avera Cancer Institute team has about 40-ish, 35, 40. So again, there's plenty of room. Get registered. But last year we had just a little over 100 and about 80-ish people show up. I'd love to see us blow the top off of that and really have a great event here. So thanks, ladies from the Burn Infrared Fitness. We're so happy to have them on board. Dave, thanks for always having us in. We're honored to have support like we do from Dakota Media Group.
That's what we are proud to do and proud to be part of this again this year. So thank you for coming in this morning, ladies, and we'll see you on the 13th and hopefully a big crew from around the area too.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. There is your Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you this morning by May Adams.